CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Traveling summer for this last unofficial weekend of summer, you and more than 148 million others.
Many of them at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport over the next 6 days, explains the TSA's Robert Spinden.
The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen almost 450,000 passengers here in Atlanta during the Labor Day weekend.
The airport's assistant general manager, Jordan Begler, says today is going to be the busiest travel day, followed by Monday.
330,000 passengers, and Monday, September 4th, with over 300,000 passengers.
He also says all public-facing construction is suspended for the holiday weekend. Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
If you're hitting the road instead of flying, gas prices are a bit higher. Joshua Stolt is in Georgia.
I mean, nothing obviously was as bad as out west, you know, where it was almost $6, $7 a gallon, you know, almost double the price of what it is here. So it's a little bit better here, even with the up and downs.
And by the way, we do still have a few more weeks of summer. Fall doesn't officially begin until September 23rd. Business reporter Jason Brooks now has details on the latest jobs report.
The Labor Department reported a gain of 187,000 jobs in August, which was slightly above estimates. But the previous 2 months were revised down by a combined 110,000 jobs. On top of that, the unemployment rate surged to its highest reading since February 2022. From 3.5 to 3.8%. Hourly wages rose 4.3% from a year earlier, a weaker gain than the prior month, and another key data point for the Fed to consider when it meets later this month.
President Biden is heading to Florida in the morning, where he'll see firsthand the damage from Hurricane Idalia and meet with Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're now at about 400 and I think almost 480,000 accounts have been restored to power since the storm hit, and the outstanding without power is approximately 84,000.
Pope Francis has gone where no pope has gone before, Mongolia.
The question is, why? Why would the pope come all the way out here for such a small Catholic community? Well, it's always been a part of his policy to reach out to the peripheries of any kind, whether they're geographical and whether they're cultural or social. It also has to do with Mongolia's neighbors. It is landlocked, sandwiched in between Russia and China, two very important countries geopolitically where Pope Francis would love to visit.
CBS's Chris Livesay tells us Mongolia has one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities with less than 1,500 Catholics. Checking Wall Street before the close, the Dow is up 84 points. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire man accused of child sex crimes was convicted earlier this week. A jury found Jay Conklin guilty on 3 charges, including sexual assault of a child and causing mental harm to a child on Wednesday. Conklin was charged last year when a victim accused him of sexual assault in 2017, when the victim was 9 and 10 years old. Conklin is already serving a 16-year prison sentence for child sexual assault in 2018 and will be sentenced on these convictions on December 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to serve on the department's Disability Advisory Council. There are 3 vacancies on the 9-person council, 2 voting member seats and 1 alternate seat. The application deadline is September 30th. The council's goal is to be a resource for Wisconsin residents with disabilities who still want to take advantage of everything the Department of Natural Resources has to offer in the state. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh no, he seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. We welcome all callers, all viewpoints taken. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As Matt says, remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going to go to the front lines of history in the making in just a moment. Of course, I am not Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn is going to be joining us in about an hour because the Devils, Crudy and Dom, are taking the day off, well-deserved rest, and they have brought in the big gun. Matt Flynn is going to be hosting, guest hosting Devils Advocates from 4 until 6, so Matt will be with us in about an hour, live right here on Civic Media. And he has been so kind as to give me the high honor and privilege as being a guest host on his show today. Normally, I join you every day from 1 until 3 and honored to be in for Matt. I tell people I'm kind of like the Joan Rivers to Matt Flynn's Johnny Carson. just the fill-in host. Joan Rivers may have looked slightly better in a dress. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. Matt Flynn will be with us in an hour or so. A lot of great subjects. Your phone calls as well. Again, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We have the great Nate Wegehouse in on the board. And Nate, if you have not heard Nate, he's been with us, about a month or so in the news department, doing a great job on news. Now the producer for Devils, and you're here today.
Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. Doing a great job. Welcome to the Civic Media family, Nate, and glad to have you with us. Again, Matt Flynn, Kelvin, in the next hour. Let's go, as Matt would say, to the front lines of history in the making, history being made every minute of every day. Here on this Friday, September 1st, across the wires this afternoon, the Proud Boys, who smashed through a window to the U.S. Capitol with a police riot shield back on January 6, 2021, allowing the first wave of rioters to storm the building as members of Congress were being evacuated, was sentenced this afternoon to 10 years in prison. Images of Dominic Pozzola, I guess goes by the nickname of Spazzolini. I'm not making that up. Using the police shield, the riot shield, to first breach the Capitol building quickly became a symbol of violence on that day. Member of this group, the Proud Boys, we've heard a lot about them, and over the last couple of days, more of these cases are being brought to fruition, judge sentencing these guys to multiple years in prison, as should be. Judges are not messing around. Because as it turns out, seditious conspiracy Trying to be part of a coup to attempt to overthrow the U.S. government is not something that the Justice Department nor the judicial system takes lightly. What do you think about this? Finally, some of these Proud Boy guys, some of these people who were part of the insurrection, starting to be sentenced. And it's not a couple of months. This is 10 years. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Matt is going to have more on Trump in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, as he co-hosts or whether as he guest hosts the Devils. But I'll be interested to hear Matt's take on this. Because if you look at what these judges are doing, and one of the judges in the D.C. area who has sentenced other people that are part of January 6th, this Judge Chutkan, she has not gone light on these guys. I mean, she is giving them harsh sentences. And if I'm Donald Trump or Trump's attorneys, I got to be a little bit worried. Because if they get a conviction, which I think any reasonable assessment should be they should, but you never know. Should they get a conviction on Trump on this D.C. court, on the insurrection, you're looking at multiple years of a former president of the United States being sentenced to prison time. And get this, we could have, for the first time in American history, a former president of the United States behind bars, and he could be the nominee for Republicans for 2024. That is a reality, or a possibility, I should say, a real possibility. Anything like that, Todd, that can't happen. The Republicans are never going to be wacky enough to nominate Trump if he's behind bars. Don't be so sure. As a former Republican myself until 2011, I went to a lot of state Republican conventions. I'm familiar with the process. It's different than the Democratic Party. There are no super delegates on the Republican side. It's pretty straight line voting. And so the delegates to the National Republican Convention are decided at, they call them congressional or district caucuses. So Madison, Wisconsin is in the second congressional district. So you have the counties that make up the second congressional district. The Republican parties from that area get together, usually in Madison, and they decide who the national delegates are going to be for that area. And then there's state delegates. And remember that most of these local county parties and the congressional district parties in Wisconsin, Republicans, are comprised and controlled by Trump people. So you don't think they're going to nominate pro-Trump people to be the delegates from the area? Absolutely they will. And in larger red states like Texas and Florida, it's going to be even more so. And so you're going to have a situation going into next summer in Madison, or pardon me, in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention is going to be held, where you're going to have potentially, I believe probably, a national convention made up of a majority of Trump supporters who believe that even if Trump is in jail, he is going to be a martyr. And whether it's legal or not, there could be Supreme Court cases on this. These people are crazy enough to nominate Trump as the nominee, even if he's in jail. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on whether these Proud Boy guys who are being sentenced now, does this bode well or poorly for the former president, Donald Trump? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This is a dangerous time in America. And thankfully, so far, the Justice Department, the judicial system in this country has held. And Matt will talk about this, I'm sure, next hour, as someone who is an attorney and a former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Matt knows the law. And the one thing we have in this country that has kept us on track is a blind judicial system. In other words, justice is supposed to be blind. I know, I get it. ask people of color, ask women, ask other folks if they believe justice is blind, you're going to get a different answer. But by and large, the judicial branch of our country, if you take it over the arc of time, has kept us at least on the right trajectory. And now, as Matt calls them, the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, that's in jeopardy. And thankfully, so far, these lower courts, like Judge Chutkan and the D.C. court, have sentenced these guys, like these Proud Boy guys today, to 10 years in prison. 10 years. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'm glad to see the judicial system working. And if, remember, fasten your seatbelts, all right? They talked about this last week at Milwaukee, at the Republican debate last week. Some of the pundits were saying, and this is true, we could see a campaign season like never before in this country in 2024. Why? Because Trump is going to be in court, literally sitting in court, or at least his attorneys will. One of these court cases set to begin the day before the Super Tuesday primary next year in March, I believe the D.C. case. They just announced yesterday that the case in Georgia in Fulton County, the state case against Trump, Fannie Willis, she has said that the judge there, not Fannie Willis, but the judge, said they're going to allow this to be streamed. It's going to be on TV. So what you're going to see is a spectacle like we have never before seen in this country. And one of the great things I appreciate about Matt, even as a former Democratic Party chair, he and I share this view. This is not a time to party and yuck it up as Americans. It's a sad time, quite frankly. Look, I get it, right? I mean, it feels good to see some of these people get their comeuppance, what's coming to them. Don't get me wrong. I am pleased about that. But if you're an American who loves this country, be it Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, I don't care. This is a sad time to see a former president of our country being drugged through these courts. As I'll hasten to add, as he should be for what he's allegedly done. But it's just bad for the country. But it's necessary if we want to get through this and get on the other side, because above all in this country, we have a system that's supposed to be, and so far it's holding, saying that no one is above the law. That's one of the things that separates us from other countries in the world. Look at Russia. You think Putin's ever going to court in Russia? No. He ain't going. He's shooting down his opposition, literally and figuratively. Shooting down Prigozhin, killing him, killing his opposition. In this country, we have a judicial system, and today it worked, and the Proud Boys, at least a couple of these guys, were sentenced to 10 years in prison. If I'm Donald Trump, if I'm his attorneys, I'm a little nervous about that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about something else that Matt has talked about extensively, and I agree with him. Tommy Tuberville, as Matt likes to say, is holding up nominations for our military. We'll have a cut from General Brigadier General David May on the other side. This is Matt Flynn Direct. Don't go anywhere. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, 87. Clouds tonight, 68. Slight chance of a storm on your Saturday morning, then partly sunny and warm with a high near 92. Hot for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 98. For Labor Day Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Currently, it's 85.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn will be with you live right here on this same station in under 45 minutes. He is going to be the guest host of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy and Dom are off today, so Matt Flynn will be guest hosting Devils from 4 until 6. I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media between 1 and 3. Normally, I have the high honor and privilege, as they say in Congress, to be the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct. Glad to have you along. Invite you to give a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, in for Matt Flynn this hour. He'll join us next hour. I want to bring up a subject that Matt has talked about extensively, and as have I, and we are in complete agreement on this. And I think it's a great example, even though I left the Republican Party back in 2011 over voter rights laws and other issues, quite frankly, since then. But look, I don't belong to the Democratic Party. I voted that way since 2012, but I don't belong to it. I consider myself a political independent. But this is a great example, this issue that we're going to get into, of an issue that traditionally, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, has been an issue of bipartisanship. And that is supporting our military men and women in uniform. I never served. One of the few regrets, honestly, that I have in my life. I came really close, actually, to, I won't get into the story right now, but as a senior in high school, I almost signed up for the Marines. I actually kind of regret that I didn't do that. But Matt Flynn served, and he served honorably in the United States Navy. And I served as the military liaison to former Congressman Scott Klug here in Madison, Wisconsin in the 90s for about 4 years. Had the privilege of working with our men and women in uniform both here in Wisconsin and in Washington, D.C. And what Tommy Tuberville, who Matt loves to refer to as Tommy Tuberville, I think he does it intentionally. People in politics, there were great state senator from the Fox Valley, Michael G. Ellis. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us. Longtime leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. And Ellis was famous. I never worked directly for him, but was around him a lot. Ellis was famous for looking at people on his staff or in the Senate Republican caucus, especially junior staff. And he'd say, "Do you work for me?" and then he'd call you by the wrong name intentionally. So like if he was calling you Todd, he'd say, "Hey, Tom." And then you might get up the nerve to say, "Actually, Senator, it's Todd." "Great. Thanks, Tom. Can you get me something?" He called me the wrong name. It's just kind of a thing to let people know, hey, I'm in charge. So Matt likes to refer to Alabama Senator, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville as Tommy Tuberville, and I love it. So Tuberville is the one senator who is holding up these nominations. Currently on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for the first time in history, there are three vacancies. There is a vacancy for the Chief of Naval Operations. There is a vacancy for the Army Chief of Staff. And there is a vacancy for the Marine Corps Commandant. Three positions on the Joint Chiefs of Staff are vacant. And now that we're in September, September 1st, there is only 1 month left in the term of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, I believe. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the person who oversees the entire Department of Defense, other than the Secretary of Defense itself, but the military side of this, the Joint Chiefs of Staff is up on September 30th. And unless Tommy Tuberville gets off his high horse and stops this nonsense of holding up these nominations because he has a hair about abortion, and also he's ticked off because the Space Force has been located in Colorado and he wanted it in Alabama. And by the way, new polls show in his own state, in Alabama, they've had it with their own U.S. Senate, even Republicans. They said enough is enough. And oh, and by the way, even though he's elected as a senator from Alabama, he lives in Florida. His main house is in Florida. So this guy isn't even living in the state that he was elected to represent, and he has the audacity, because you could do this, as Matt explains, one senator can muck up the whole thing by objecting to this, and is, and there are hundreds now of officers who are not allowed to transfer and to get their promotions because of Tommy Tuberville. And we're going to come back after this break. We're going to play you a clip. I had the privilege of interviewing the Brigadier General of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, David May, a couple of weeks ago up at Volk Field. And Nate has dialed up the clip. We'll have it on the other side. And of course, you know, those who are in the military have to be very careful. They can't take a political side. And General May did just that. But I asked the general how this is affecting Wisconsin's military. And Nate has queued up that clip. We'll have it on the other side. But what do you think about this? Do you know somebody who is in the military? Are you a Blue Star family? Blue Stars are families who have immediate family who are in the military on active duty in areas of war. Are you a Gold Star family? Have you had the terrible loss of losing someone in a conflict, in a war, in the U.S. military? And remember, Republicans and Tuberville love to praise and try to make themselves out to be the second coming in terms of support for the military. This is anything but. And it's sick. And it's got to stop. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back. Hopefully take your call. Maybe everybody, Nate, is on a holiday already. We'll see. But 844-967-2789. Welcome your calls. This is Todd Allball in for Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn joins us at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Your calls. More on the other side. Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. More than 148 million Americans are expected to go somewhere this Labor Day weekend. That includes Tessie Rodas, who just flew into Newark Airport.
Traveling for the long weekend. My eldest son is having his baby shower this weekend. We came from Puerto Rico.
President Biden is happy with the latest jobs report, which showed employers added 187,000 in August.
It wasn't that long ago that America was losing jobs. In fact, my predecessor was one of only two presidents in history who entered his presidency and left with fewer jobs than when he entered.
He says it's a sign of a still resilient labor market despite the high interest rates. In the Big Bend area of Florida,
our search and rescue efforts are nearly complete, and we've finalized operations in 15 counties and are continuing efforts in three counties, Madison, Suwanee, and Lafayette today.
Kevin Guthrie is Florida's Emergency Management Director. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire residents will be able to dispose of household hazardous waste this month at the Eau Claire County Clean Sweep event. According to WEAU, the event will take place on September 16th from 8 a.m. to noon at 5200 Ryder Road. Items that can be disposed of include things like oil-based paints, cleaners and polishers, antifreeze, and light bulbs. The event will not take items like electronics and batteries, explosive and shock-sensitive materials, or pesticides and fertilizers. Wisconsin's plumbing code has been updated for the first time in over 10 years, according to a WKOW report. Department of Safety and Professional Services Secretary Designee Dan Harith says the energy portion of the code needed to be updated especially. Harith also noted the Wisconsin plumbing code is unique because it's a homegrown code that doesn't always line up with the national code, so collaboration from local partners is essential. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball filling in, guest hosting this last half hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt himself will be here, rest assured, just an hour later than normal. Why? Because Dom and Critty are taking a day off. Well-deserved day off. And the great Matt Flynn, by the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Nate. I know you're new to Civic Media, but Nate Wagehouse, our engineer here, I have been the self-proclaimed president of the Matt Flynn fan club.
Have you really?
Because he's a great guy. You get to know him. He's a smart dude. He's an attorney, a former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And I clean this up for radio, but if you talk to him, as he likes to say, you know, we've seen some stuff. So, you know, experience gives you that lens to look through things. And that's why I am a huge fan of Matt. I'm a huge fan of this show, and it's always an honor to be here. So if you haven't listened to the program before Always encourage you to do so, our listeners from 1 to 3. And if you ever get a chance to see Matt out and about, make sure you say hi. Matt Flynn, a great guy. He'll be here as the guest host of The Devil's Advocate coming up at the top of the hour. But great to be in. Welcome your phone calls. I think, Nate, people are out already celebrating the Labor Day weekend.
I mean, it's the Friday before. You can't blame them too much. Right, but, right. You know, as you're out on the boat, you can tune in still.
Exactly. Exactly. You could still be informed and entertained. We had fewer calls on our show, too. But that's fine. But we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789. Phone lines are open. All callers are welcome. All viewpoints listened to here on Matt Flynn Direct. Before the break, talking about this issue that Matt and I have both talked about here on his program and I on mine, of the Alabama Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is single-handedly, because of the goofy rules in the U.S. Senate, they're allowed to do this. And as Matt has pointed out, a lack of a spine, quite frankly, on both the Republican and the Democratic side. There's no spine here to step up and say, look, we're not going to allow this. They continue to let these old rules of the institution continue, which allows for one U.S. senator to hold up all these nominations. And now, we are now, well, technically under a month, but the last day of September, the term for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, will expire. And unless Tuberville gets off of his soapbox, or unless Schumer or McConnell grow a spine, it's not going to be pretty, because we're going to have a vacancy for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I want to go to this article in The Hill, written by Kathy Roth Duquette, opinion contributor. Headline, and this is a great headline, by the way. Our military is being held as political hostages. Opens up as, quote, imagine this, one person wielding arbitrary power over 1.5 million military family members. But surprise, it is not the president. It's Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. His move to block more than 250 officer promotions not only robs the military of valuable talent, it's left two military branches and now three leaderless. The Marines, without an official chief for the first time in 164 years, and the Army. And now add the Navy to that as well. The consequences are far-reaching, impacting those who defend our freedoms. But don't take it just from me, the author says. Quote, we will lose talent because of those challenges, unquote. That from General Charles Q. Brown Jr., who told Congress about the hold's impact on military families. He is slated to be our next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, appointed by President Biden, if and only if Tuberville lifts his hold. But that's just one takeaway. And overlooks a more critical point. Spouses and families of service members play a significant role in their partner's service and decision-making. And Senator Tuberville's promotion blockade will have a dire ripple effect on our nation's recruitment and retention crisis. Get this. 37% of active duty families are likely to recommend military service. That is down from 55% less than a decade ago. The author of this article, who happens to be a Blue Star family, says people tell us they love military service, but lifestyle challenges and lack of trust for civilian leadership undermine their willingness to recommend it to others. Author says, as the co-founder of Blue Star Families, she says she's heard poignant stories from spouses about the impact of these holds. And that brings us to the interview I did with Brigadier General David May up at Volk Field a couple of weeks ago. He is the general, the adjutant general of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. Great guy. Great American, as all our men and women in uniform are. And I was very careful because, as we said, active duty military people cannot be perceived or be involved in partisan politics. They try very hard to distance themselves from that. So I was careful how I asked this question. I set it up, and I said, look, General, I know that you can't speak to the politics of what Senator Tuberville is doing down in Alabama and in D.C., but speak to what this means in reality for the men and women on the ground, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the United States, in terms of the impact Tuberville's actions have on our U.S. military. This is Brigadier General David May. Nate, if you please.
Absolutely. So the challenges with not getting those nominations and confirmations done at the top level really trickles all the way down through the ranks, because I think we're into the hundreds now.
Yeah.
So just like with any organization, when you frustrate the succession plan, which is very deliberate, and of course in the military we do a very good job to vet and decide on who we advance in rank, but having that succession plan essentially disrupted from the very top all the way down, even into to a state Air National Guard level, where we have officers who are awaiting confirmation on eligibility lists to be promoted, and everything in between is held up. And then that trickles down even further. So as you move an organization forward by appointing new leaders, somebody needs to come in behind everybody that moves. So as you can imagine, it's not just the tip of the pyramid. It's eventually perhaps all of the pyramid.
General Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. So don't take it from me, a radio talk show host. Take it from someone who has the uniform on currently and who oversees our men and women here in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Air National Guard. As the general pointed out, it's not just these now hundreds of people in higher level positions. It trickles down to all the families, whether or not a kid is going to start K-12 school in a different community, whether or not somebody's kid is going to be in a different university, the movers that you have to get involved. All of that is a factor in these people's lives, these fellow American lives. And Tuberville, one U.S. senator from Alabama, is holding all of this up. Talked about the next person who President Biden appointed to be the next joint chairman of the chief of staff. It is Air Force General Charles C.Q. He goes by C.Q. Brown Jr. Great distinguished American, knows China inside and out, knows Russia and the threat to Ukraine inside and out. But unless Tuberville knocks this off, there will not be a Joint Chief of Staff. That position will be vacant come October 1st. And also of historical nature, I might add, and good on Joe Biden by appointing the general, Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., who happens to be black. It would be the first time that we have a black or African-American Joint Chiefs of Staff since Colin Powell was appointed back in 1989. Had the privilege of meeting Colin Powell one time. Really great guy. Really funny guy. And knew the military inside out. Came up through the ranks. And whether you agree with all his politics or not, you cannot argue that Colin Powell loved the military. Loved the personnel of the military. And did a great job. It'll be the first time, by the way, if Tuberville knocks this off, it'll be the first time that we have had the Secretary of Defense, who is now Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who would be General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., both those positions being held by black Americans. First time in history if it happens. So good on Joe Biden for making history there. What do you think of this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on your thoughts on this. Because I think most of us as Wisconsinites, whether we've served or not, there's somebody that we know, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt, a brother or sister, a cousin, a neighbor, There's somebody that we know who has worn or currently wears the uniform. And what Tuberville is doing is sinful. It really is. It's petulant, it's small, and Matt's right. He deserves to be called Tommy Tuberville because what he's doing is tubing the lives of all those military men and women who do the ultimate job of putting on the uniform and putting their lives in danger so that we can all enjoy the freedoms of being an American. Want to move on to another topic here before I remember Matt Flynn is going to join you at the top of the hour. He is guest hosting for 2 hours. The Devil's Advocates, Crudy and Dahmer off. Matt Flynn will be in live at the top of the hour, taking you to the front lines of history. Want to get into this topic next of election workers. Another topic that Matt and I agree upon and talk about frequently. Because as we enter 2024, well, we're already in the election cycle, right? But as we start looking at elections, one of the ways that Republicans, the extremists, not all, as Matt is also quick to point out, it's not everybody who goes and votes for your county clerk that happens to be a Republican. I'm not talking about those people who vote Republican. I'm talking about the people, the mega people, the people at the top who are part of the Trump organization, the Trumpsters, all right? These people understand that their agenda, their policies that they currently hold, things like a national abortion ban, all right? As it turns out, that's not real popular with most women. Funny how that works, right? I don't mean to make light of it. I'm just saying, to me, it's so absurd that it almost becomes humorous that Republicans think they can run on a national abortion ban and be elected. So they know their policies don't work. So in order to win a statewide or national election these days, they're so small that instead of having policies that connect with people or a majority of people, some of these folks, some, not all, some, are going after our election workers. And it's something we have to talk about. It's something we have to be aware of. And it's something we have to stand up against. There's a great Associated Press story today. Headline, election workers have gotten death threats and warnings that they will be lynched, according to the U.S. government. More than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by a Justice Department unit trying to stem the tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. I mean, come on. These are our friends and neighbors. These are retired school teachers. These are fire department people. Cops who are retired. Some people are not retired. They take a day off and they work at our polls. This is sick. We're going to talk about it more on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on Matt Flynn Direct.
The number when I was young.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, 87. Clouds tonight, 68. Slight chance of a storm on your Saturday morning, then partly sunny and warm with a high near 92. Hot for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 98. For Labor Day Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Currently, it's 85.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from network news, a weather update, and then the Devil's Advocates. Not Crudy and Dom. Dom is apparently waxing Crudy's boat. They're going to go out on the lake this afternoon. I'm not sure. But here's the good news. Our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn himself, will be guest hosting the Devil's Advocates for 2 hours from 4 until 6. So get ready for that. Todd Allball in, normally with you from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. And I have the high honor and privilege for being the guest host of Matt Flynn Direct this afternoon. Talking about this issue that Matt and I both feel passionately about, and that is the protection and the critical necessity of our election workers in free and fair elections. This Associated Press story out today, actually it was yesterday, that more than a dozen people nationally have been charged with threatening election workers by the Justice Department, trying to stem this tide of violent and graphic threats against people who count and secure the vote. What are your feelings on it? Lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All views welcome, all callers taken, lines are open. Government employees, according to this AP story, government employees are being bombarded with threats and even in normally quiet periods between elections. Secretaries of state and experts are warning that some point to former President Donald Trump and his allies' repeated and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. This is important. We continue to hear this, even last week in Milwaukee. Do not listen to these people who are still claiming that the 2020 election was somehow stolen or illegitimate. It was not. There have been reporters, there have been organizations on both the left and the right, and even Major Garrett from CBS News, the chief Washington correspondent, wrote a book about it called The Big Truth, kind of a takeoff on The Big Lie. And in his reporting, they have found that the 2020 election may be the most secure and accurate in our nation's history. But yet these Trumpsters are still peddling these lies. And now we have people who are going after election workers. And we saw this in down in Georgia. Finally, Rudy Giuliani lost in civil court. He's going to have to pay these two workers that he intimidated back in 2020. But this kind of crap is still going on, and it could be a threat to our elections in 2024. Critical that we stay abreast of this and call it out. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We had a caller on the line, but like my big fish on the fishing spree, it got away. But here's a big fish that did not get away. We're going to bring him in now because Matt Flynn is like a stallion horse. He is ready for the race, even ahead of start time. Let's bring him on, the host of Matt Flynn Direct, our friend Matt Flynn. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. It's good to be with you, Todd. As always, my friend, my good friend, and also a wonderful host and co-host. So great to be on the last few minutes of your show right now.
Well, it's your show. I'm just guest hosting. It's a pleasure as always. Matt, you've talked about this so much, and I want your perspective as a former chair of the Democratic Party, but also as an attorney. I mean, this is just the epitome of sickness, isn't it? Going after these men and women in our communities throughout Wisconsin who are election workers.
Well, it is. And you know something, Todd, almost everybody who's listening to your show right now, everybody who's listening to us has voted somewhere in Wisconsin. think of where you go in to vote. It's typically elderly ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They look forward to it. They make a few bucks for the day. They're scrupulously honest, scrupulously honest. You know they are. They keep track of things. If anything has to be taken down to municipal buildings for hand counting or whatever, they do it. You know it. You know it. And what the people that are doing and this, well, you know when this started. Mm-hmm. It started, the last time this happened in our politics was during the Civil War, when people just went to blows. But what started when Donald Trump, when he ran in 2016, said that the Second Amendment people should take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. And that just, and then he said that with protesters, if anybody beats them up, I'll pay their criminal lawyer fees. And he ridiculed the press, and they had to have guards to go out to their cars. It started. Then during COVID, you know, a lot of healthcare workers, a lot of health inspectors got death threats. Right now, it's endemic in our society, Todd. Yeah. And now it's spilled down to this. It had been Jack Smith, the prosecutor, had to sell his house, and he's in basically witness protection. He's a prosecutor with his family. And now it's spilled down. And my fear, and then I would really love your reaction. My fear is that what's going to happen is a lot of these elderly, beautiful folks are going to go, hey, you know, they're in Ladysmith or they're in Kewaskum. Mm-hmm. They're going to go, I don't need this.
Right.
I don't need this. And they're trying to basically blow up elections.
I totally agree with you. And again, I'm a former Republican. You're a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. This is something we totally agree on. That I used to tell people when I worked in politics, look, when I represent my boss, I'd say, look, you might not feel the same as I, but go vote, because that's democracy. We have to participate in our democracy. And you're exactly right, Matt, that as these people get intimidated, they say the hell with it. What's going to happen is you're going to have fewer election workers, which is going to slow down election day voting, which is going to, in my opinion, disenfranchise people, because they're going to go, I don't want to wait 5 hours to vote. And they're going to leave. And I think that's part of the goal, Matt.
It absolutely is. And, you know, you have people in their 60s and 70s, ladies and fellows, and they always look forward to it. It's kind of social. My mom was a poll worker here in Milwaukee a long time ago, and she looked forward to it. It was a really interesting thing. But if you have these haters, you know, people that are threatening them, and in some cases, death threats and certainly violence, they're not going to do it. And if they don't do it, that's part of the objective, is to disrupt elections. And this is a tactic that was used in autocratic societies around the world. And unfortunately, it's coming to the United States right now.
If only, Matt, we had like, I don't know, $4 billion surplus in our state treasury, and maybe we could pass some legislation to protect our election workers and actually make sure that we have enough people. If only that was an option, Matt.
Yeah, but you couldn't have a gerrymandered legislature do it. That's the problem.
Matt, what's coming up on Deviled? What have you got next hour for us?
A lot of great stuff, and stuff you will not believe on Trump, and frankly, some words from Henry Kissinger about the Ukraine war that I really think are significant. And not only that, what was happening here in Wisconsin with Janet Protasiewicz. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Really looking forward to it.
I can't wait. We've got about a minute left. I want your quick take on this, and more on the other side, I'm sure. But what do you make of all this bickering back and forth in the Supreme Court right now, these emails that were revealed? I'm fine with what the liberals did. I think they could have peddled it better. But look, I mean, you know, the conservatives are getting their comeuppance.
Well, that's right. And they did the same thing when they had the majority. And this is really only restoring the court. I clerked for one of the greatest justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who went to the Seventh Circuit, Tom Fairchild.
20 seconds.
And back then, yeah, Republican and Democratic judges got along. They were friends. They played poker. They went out for a beer.
A great poker player himself. Do not go anywhere. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. Matt Flynn, direct on the other side. Have a great afternoon, Matt.
Thank you. Same to you, Todd.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.